Welcome to the Andy George Leadership Podcast. This is a podcast all about helping you reach your potential, define your purpose, and live with passion. I'm your host, Andy George, and I'm so grateful you took time to listen to this episode. It would help us out a lot if you would go ahead and subscribe to this podcast, rank it, leave a comment, and of course, as always, share it with everyone that you can. Well, once again, welcome to this episode. I'm so excited to jump into this podcast because I really do think that this is something that every single one of us deal with probably more than we want to, and that is how to handle discouragement. Come on, we've all been discouraged before. We've all had those moments where a plan didn't work out, where a project we were working on didn't pan out. We all had those moments where we spent hours and hours, if not days and weeks and months, working on something. And at the end of it, it just didn't work. And we were discouraged. And on the other side of that, same thing. How often have we done something that we thought was just absolutely amazing? I'm sure you've been there before too. You've poured everything you could into something, a project for work or something with your family at home. And you do it, you put yourself out there. You feel as though that was probably one of the best things that you ever did. And you're feeling good. And people are noticing it, and people are commenting all the good things. And then wham, out of nowhere, you get that email, you get that voicemail, you get that memo, you get whatever it is that you get that somebody somewhere didn't like what you did. And then, oh my goodness, it was like somebody just stabbed you right in the heart with that comment. And so how do we deal with discouragement? Because it's going to happen. You know, hopefully it doesn't happen a lot, but it's definitely going to happen. There's times we get discouraged. And so I want to talk for just a few minutes on a few ways to help us with discouragement. So I was taking my teenage daughter and her friend to volleyball practice on the way to actually recording this episode. And I dropped them off and I have some time. And so I've been working on this particular episode and podcast for this topic. And so as we're driving, they're both teenagers. And I looked at them. I said, hey, how do you guys, girls, handle discouragement? What do you do when you get discouragement? And it was really funny because without even thinking, they both answered three ways: cry, eat, and sleep. And I said, okay, how else do you handle discouragement? But the more I thought about their answer, it was a very honest answer. It was a very pure answer. And it probably is an answer that most of us honestly to some degree give. When we find and face discouragement, how often is it crying, eating, and sleeping in some order of that, in some variation of that? But how do we really handle discouragement in a healthy way? And that's what I want to spend just a few minutes on. I want to talk about five ways to truly handle discouragement in a way that is healthy, in a way that will actually keep you moving forward instead of burying you even further. So here you go. I hope that you're ready for this. The first way that you and I handle discouragement in a healthy way is first off, recognize where the discouragement is coming from. And you might be sitting there going, what do you mean by that? So here's what I mean. Where's it coming? Is it coming from you? Is it something that you yourself are discouraged because of something you did? Is it coming from other people? Are other people just not liking what you did and so it's discouraging? Is it in your own heart? Is it in your own mind? Is it something that you're projecting from somebody else? Or is there discouragement in your team? So discouragement can come from different areas. To recognize it is very important. It can come from you just realizing, okay, I'm pretty discouraged right now because what I'm working on isn't working. Maybe it's coming from your team. Maybe you're feeling good, but your team is discouraged. And so the discouragement is really coming from your team, not necessarily from you. The other area, the third area that discouragement can actually come from is people who are higher than you or above you. Maybe once again, you feel you're doing good. Maybe your team feels they're doing good, but maybe the supervisors aren't really excited about what's happening. And the fourth area, especially if you work with people, it comes from people outside of your organization. So those first three areas that I mentioned are all internal, right? It's within my own mind, it's within my team, or it's within my supervisors. But how often as well could it come from outside? So if you're creating a product that you're giving to people and they just don't like it, that could be real discouraging. Or if you create a product or if you deliver on one of the deliverables that you had and you give that and turn that over and it's just not what they are looking for and it keeps bouncing back and forth, it can get real discouraging. Another area that discouragement can really come from recognizing it is against the clock. It's the time frame. I'm discouraged because this has taken longer than it really should have. All that to say, the first thing that you and I need to do when it comes to handling discouragement is really recognize and pinpoint where exactly that discouragement is coming from. Then the second thing is really important. The second concept in handling discouragement is to define what is real and what is just in your mind. I think this is a huge one, especially for people that are listening to this, if you're a leader of any sort. I think often we are our own worst critics and we're the ones that get into our minds the most. So is the discouragement based on anything that's actually factual? Now, if it is, we're going to talk about how to deal with that. If the discouragement is based on something real that is going on, there's something that's happening that you really don't like what's going on, or you see something that's not good and it's causing discouragement, versus is it really real, or are you just making stuff up in your mind and in your heart about it? And I say that because I think so often other people aren't discouraged and other people aren't looking at it at whatever we're doing as failing or bad in any way. I think sometimes it's our own. We're our own worst critics. And I have a comment here that I just want to say because I think it just paints a good picture. So in other words, define what is real and what is in your mind. In other words, here's the statement, starve the monster. I love that concept. I don't know why I thought of that terminology as I'm thinking about discouragement. And I think of discouragement so often as a monster. And it's a monster that is just terrorizing our very mind. And it's a monster that's getting inside of who we are and just disrupting the normal path and the normal way of life and all the things that we really should be excited about that we just can't get excited. We can't get out of discouragement. But what would happen if you starved the monster instead of feeding the monster? So we feed the monster, obviously, by feeding discouragement. It's kind of like what my daughter and her friend said. We just, instead of deal with it, we just eat, we sleep, we cry, and we put our head down. And guess what? That monster gets fed off of all of those emotions. And I'm not saying you bury emotions. I'm not saying by any means that you are emotionless. But what would happen if we would just starve that part of discouragement? So instead of feeding it, we looked at the other side of it, and you looked at the positivity. Look at what you're going to do and where you're going to go. And you don't allow the discouragement to keep you down. One of the biggest ways is just simply getting up, which leads to number three. So once again, number one, how to handle discouragement. Recognize where it's coming from. Is it you, the team, your supervisors, outside the organization? Number two, define what is real and what's in your mind and go ahead and just starve the monster. Leads to number three, do something positive that gives you life. I think this is kind of important. Do something that gives you life. When you're feeling bad, whether it's about yourself or you're feeling bad about what you're working on, sometimes it's fun just to get out and do something that gives you life. What's your hobby? What do you like to do? Some people like to read. I personally like to go play golf, although sometimes that's just as discouraging as everything else, but it's a different kind of discouragement. So whatever it is that we are feeling discouraged in, what would happen if you just took a time out, just stepped away from it and went and did something that gave you life, a healthy thing that gives you life? See, this is why I think a lot of people get addicted to stuff. A lot of people drink, and a lot of people, I mean, even do drugs or look at things they're not supposed to, or, you know, have affairs and all these. I mean, it's all bad, right? It's all stuff that we consider not healthy and good. But there is a reason why people are doing that, because oftentimes people are looking for just a momentary relief of the constant agony and pain. So if I'm constantly discouraged and I'm constantly in pain and I'm tired and I feel overworked, the easy route is just to do something that's going to make me feel good for a moment that's not healthy. Reach for a bottle, you know, go do something that's addictive in nature. That's not healthy, right? Neither are sometimes the good things, like spending money, go out shopping and have a shopping spree. Well, sometimes that's good, sometimes it's bad. So what I'm encouraging to do is do something that actually gives you life that's positive. You know, feed your soul, feed your heart, feed your mind. If it's working out, go work out, go take a run, go for a walk. Read a book. You know, some people like to just unwind and go play golf or go to a game somewhere or just take off and go walk around the mall. Just do something that gives you life. What is it that gives you life? Which I guess begs the question, do you actually know what gives you life? Do you know what actually kind of feeds your energy and just kind of perks you up a little bit and gives you that little bit of wind in your sail? And sometimes it's just taking some time for yourself. Which leads to number four. Number four is get a win no matter how small. I don't know about you, but when I'm discouraged, sometimes just getting a win in something just feels good. Just get a win, and it doesn't matter if it's a big thing, if it's a little thing, just figuring something out or taking one step closer towards winning or succeeding or completing the project. Just do something that is actually going to give not just you life, but something that's going to give you a win. And so sometimes it's just writing down a list. You know, I'm a list maker, and that's what I do every day before my day begins. I write out my whole day. I have a planner. I like to write. I don't really use my phone well for that. I like to actually see it on paper. There's something about putting that down. And quite honestly, sometimes I'll put things down that I know I'm going to do as soon as I'm done making the list. Like, it's that easy. But it gets my day going, and it allows me just to put a check mark next to something. Sometimes I think really what we need is just to put a check mark next to something, like get something done, have a win. Listen, even if you got to put make a list on your list, and then when you're done making your list, you just check that box. Sometimes that's all you need as well. But I would encourage you to find a win in something even small and almost insignificant in nature, but it just gives you a little bit of pep, right? It just kind of perks you up a little bit, gets you going. So let's review real quickly before we go to the fifth and final way to handle discouragement. Number one, recognize where the discouragement is coming from. Why are you discouraged? Number two, define what is real and what's just in your mind, also known as just starve that monster. Number three, do something positive that gives you life, just gives you some energy back. Number four, get a win no matter how small it is. Number five, keep your head up and believe that this will make you stronger and get up. I think that's so important. I think that's one of the most important things that we can do is to keep our head up, because here's the reality. We've already said this once. I'm going to say it again. You will not succeed all the time. There's going to be things that discourage you. We can even use the fail word. There's times when you're going to fail, right? It's going to, thing you're working on just isn't working, and it's going to feel like a failure. It's going to happen. So keep your head up. And understand that you're not the only one that's ever been discouraged. You're not the only one that's ever failed. You're not the only one that made a mistake. So you got to keep your head up. And you got to believe that at the end of this, at the end of all of this, that if you stick with it and don't give up, if you recognize where it's coming from, define what's real, do something positive, get a win, keep your head up, at the end of this, you, my friend, are going to be stronger. Well, once again, thank you so much for joining me on this episode. I hope that this was an encouragement to you. I really do. I hope you found encouragement in all that we talked about. If you're facing discouragement right now, listen, keep your head up. It's going to get better. You got this. You can do this. Recognize where it's coming from. Define what's real. Do something positive. Get a win and keep your head up. Well, until next time, have a great day.